सहनाभावतु सहनाभुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति 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 ॐ जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे।
So we spoke about eating more than necessary. These are the six obstacles on the path of bhakti. Eating more than necessary or collecting more funds than required. Over endeavoring for mundane things that are very difficult to obtain. This is atyahara and prayasa. Then, prajalpa, talking unnecessarily about mundane subject matters. Practicing the scriptural rules and regulations only for the sake of following them and not for the sake of spiritual advancement, or rejecting the rules and regulations of the scriptures and working independently or whimsically. This is Niyamagraha. Janasanga, associating with worldly-minded persons who are not interested in Krishna consciousness. And now, the last one is Laulyam, greed. Greed is also mentioned in Bhagavad Gita as one of the to hell. Loba, Kama, Kroda. So what is the solution of greed? Being greedy for Krishna. Yes, being greedy for, especially for Sabhasanga. When we hear that someone is giving talk about Krishna, some bona fide devotee, and then we should be greedy to attend, to listen. We should try to arrange our life like this, that we have opportunity to listen. And we should also develop on the other side. We should try to develop qualities like generosity and detachment. This is very helpful to fight with greed. And also, Rupa Goswami says that greed is the only price for attaining pure bhakti. Laulyam, the same word. If we are very greedy, this intense desire to develop Krishna consciousness, this is the only price we have to pay. So now, yes.
What is the difference from this principle to
prayasha? To over-endeavor.
Yeah.
I guess over-endeavoring is based on greed. If you're very greedy, so this is your philosophy, and then prayasha will be the application of this philosophy in life. I was afraid someone would ask this question. We had this course years back in Radhadesh on Vaishnava Vedanta course about different Vaishnava sampradayas, and the teacher Krishna Kshetra Prabhu, when someone would ask some complicated question. What about, why Ramanuja says like this, but Madhvacharya says like this, and what is our conclusion? And then he would say often, I was afraid you would ask this question. Alright, so we go on to the next verse. Who's going to read the verse? Okay, go ahead. You have the book?
Yes.
Okay.
There are six principles favorable to the execution of pure devotional service. 1. Being enthusiastic. 2. Endeavoring with confidence. 3. Being patient. 4. Acting according to regulative principles such as Shravanam Kirtan Vishnu Smaranam. Hearing, chanting, and remembering Krishna. 5. Abandoning the association of non-devotees. And 6. Following in the footsteps of the previous acharyas. These six principles undoubtedly assure the complete success of pure devotion service.
Thank you. Отсахан нишчая дхарят тат тат карма правартанат сангат тягат сатоврите садбир бхакти прасидьяти. Прасидьяти means completely or fully successful. So if someone follows these six, he'll be successful in developing Krishna consciousness. So the previous verse described the obstacles, and now this verse describes the other side of the regulations. Yama and Niyama. What should be done, what should not be done, and what should be done. So pay attention to the first sentence of the purport. Devotional service is not a matter of sentimental speculation or imaginative ecstasy. It's very important. So, sentimental speculation, what is this? What this refers to? Devotional service is not sentimental speculation. This means...
It's based on authority.
Okay. But this is...
It's not practice as sahajya's practice.
Alright, but... the sahajya's, I think, will be more the next one. Imaginative ecstasy. And sentimental speculation will be...
Jnana without basis in the Shastra.
Mayavadis. Okay.
Isn't that philosophical speculation?
Philosophical speculation means that you accept Shastra as your guide, and then you try to understand how Shastra is correct. But mental speculation means that you take your mind as your guide. Your mind becomes your guru. You know the saying that if your mind is your guru, then that means your guru has a fool as disciple. You know this? So two things, sentimental speculation, mayavadis, or imaginative ecstasy. This is not devotional service. So mayavadis and sahajiyas are ruled out. Yes. Yeah, okay. Well, this spot is also free here. All right. No, I'll try. I'll try my best. So devotional service is not idle meditation. Then what is devotional service? Anabilashita shunyam gyana karmadhya navritam anukulena krishna anushilanam bhakti uttama. Uttama bhakti or unalloyed devotion into the Supreme Personality of Godhead Shri Krishna involves the rendering of devotional service in a way that is favorable to the Lord. This devotional service should be free from any extraneous motive and devoid of fruitive karma, impersonal jnana and all other selfish desires. This is the definition of devotional service, according to Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So how do we... So that means bhakti is positive and practical activity. It's not just idle meditation, and it's not imaginative ecstasy. So how do we perform bhakti? There are nine processes described in the next paragraph. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atma Nivedanam. And all this, they have to be performed under the bona fide guidance of a bona fide guru. And this will give opportunity for going back home to Godhead. And one should take this opportunity with enthusiasm. So this is the first item. The first of these six rules one should follow if one want to be successful. Utsaham, enthusiasm. So what is the definition of enthusiasm? It is there in the purport. If you read carefully the purport, you will know what is it. Endeavoring? Okay, endeavoring with? Yes.
Intelligence.
Yes, so the whole thing now.
Endeavoring executed with intelligence.
Alright, so now we got two, but there is another one. Third element. devotional service means, endeavor executed with intelligence in Krishna consciousness. It's called utsaha or enthusiasm. So first element, there is endeavor, this is the element of karma, action, with intelligence, this is the jnana, knowledge, discrimination, and in Krishna consciousness. We can say this is the element of dhyana, meditating on Krishna, samadhi, and doing things for Krishna, for his pleasure. So all these elements combined together, this is another way of saying bhakti yoga, or enthusiasm, acting with enthusiasm.
I have a question.
Yes, bro.
So the intelligence means, what is it?
Knowledge, how to act properly, according to...
So then that would make it implicit that to be enthusiastic you have to have applied your intelligence.
Yes.
What aspect?
That you know, first of all, what is the goal of your activity? You know who you are, you know what is the goal and how to get there. All these three things you should know. And how to act properly also. Can you hear the question? So, the question, can you repeat the question? Well,
I asked if the...
What was the question?
The question was, if enthusiasm means endeavoring with intelligence, then what aspect do we have to imply our intelligence to?
And the answer was... one should know what is the goal, who is he, what is the goal, and how to get there. But you wanted to say something.
Yeah, okay. I have another question. Okay. Follow up. Can we say that our level of enthusiasm is proportionate to the level of our knowledge?
To some extent, yes. Yes. Because in the situation we are right now, we cannot just renounce the material world and go back home to Godhead only based on our bhava that we have for Krishna. We don't have so much of this. So, next best, if you don't have love for God, then next best is knowledge. So it should be based on our knowledge and little bit whatever we have, bhava. This is also, if you think, one of the criteria of who is advanced in devotional service, Uttama Adhikari, is someone who has firm faith and perfect knowledge. So this is one very important criteria of advancement. Madhyama is someone who has firm faith but doesn't have necessary so much knowledge. You know this criteria?
But then on the other hand, the other side of the balance would be that we shouldn't be enthusiastic to collect too much knowledge. Because that's the other side. So where's the midpoint? Where's the balance?
Well, it depends what kind of knowledge. If it is knowledge which is helpful for developing Krishna consciousness, knowledge about Krishna, knowledge which destroys the doubt and can help others also, it's very helpful. But if it is kind of, let's say, mundane knowledge or knowledge about Brahman which is not directly connected with Krishna, it can be an obstacle. One should not be, Rupa Goswami says, one shouldn't be greedy to read too many books on different subject matters. But on the other hand, one should be very enthusiastic about Bhakti Shastras, like this book, for example.
So it's not that we shouldn't... it's not that we should hesitate to collect too much knowledge on Krishna.
Yes. It's never enough. Krishna is unlimited, so it's never too much knowledge for... it's never too much devotion for Krishna. Yes, Matisha.
You said this is the difference between enthusiasm and fanaticism, is that you have to, you know...
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, Srila Prabhupada defines in one place fanaticism as inability to listen to logic and reason and understand. Just having a drive for doing things, just being very convinced about something, but without intelligence, without knowledge. So we can see. And where is the Krishna conscious element also? Hey, this was exactly the point I was about to make just before all this lively discussion started. Well, it's very good that there is interest. Is that enthusiasm, according to this definition, it is not just feeling emotion, but it means endeavor executed with intelligence and Krishna consciousness. That means that if we can be enthusiastic about something, even when we don't feel like doing this thing. Usually we take enthusiasm to mean that I'm very eager to do something, and it's nice, you know, let's go do it, it's great, I like it, I enjoy it, doing it. But according to this definition, enthusiasm is there, can be there, also when we don't feel like doing something, but we still do this because our action is based on knowledge. And Krishna, we want to please Krishna. There was this guru, once I heard this, there was a darshan, the guru and the disciple, and then the disciple got order from his guru to distribute books, and it was like years back, and he was doing this book distribution for some years. Then he went to the guru and he said, I'm not anymore enthusiastic about this service. And then the guru answered, if you accepted this order as your life, as the most important thing in your life, you'll be going out distributing books with or without enthusiasm. In this case, enthusiasm would mean just this feeling that I want to do it. So there is this it's a big difference. The same with love. People talk about love, but they take it as just emotional feeling about someone or something. But love has a much broader meaning. It's not just feeling. Feeling is included, but there are other things. It's service. There is, I don't remember, did we speak about this? This famous psychiatrist, how he defines love. American psychiatrist. He says love is basically your commitment to act for the spiritual development, for the spiritual growth of someone else or for your spiritual growth. This is the activity that is, that the goal of this activity is to help the spiritual advancement of someone else or your own spiritual advancement. So you can do this if you have feeling for this person or if you don't. It doesn't matter. But you're committed to this, to serve him. Alright, so I hope this is clear now, that enthusiasm includes all these elements. It's not just feeling. So Prabhupada writes, enthusiasm means action for Krishna. And someone can say, well, this is very narrow. It's narrow-minded, just for Krishna. There are so many things in life, and Krishna is just one aspect of life. You know? So you are narrowing your activities. You are becoming fanatical and narrow-minded. So why this is not true? Yes, Matija.
Because everything is in Krishna. So that if we are enthusiastic about Krishna, we naturally already want to remain.
Yeah, exactly. Maya tatam idam sarvam jagat tavyakti murtina matstani sarva bhutani nachaham tesh avastidha. Bhagavad Gita, 9th chapter. Is quoted by Srila Prabhupada in this purport. By me, Krishna says, in my unmanifested form, this entire universe is pervaded. All beings are in me, but I am not in them. So Krishna is all-pervading, and still he is independent, he stays aloof. So if you connect with such a person, and if you serve him, then this is actually the best way to connect with everybody else. And the best way to see who is who, to understand their identity, to understand your identity, and to serve them also. Actually, there is no other way to connect to everybody else. And that means your activities become very broad, not narrow, by connecting to Krishna. You wanted to say something?
Guru, what does Krishna mean by his unmanifested form?
Brahman. The all-pervading energy. Paramatma. These are all-pervading expressions.
Then what is meant by unmanifest?
That means we have to see the okay. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is not perceivable through the gross material senses. It is said, Atashi Krishna Nabadi, Nabavet Grahim Indriyai, Seven Mukhi Hijikvadal, Svayam Eva Spurati Adaha. Lord Shri Krishna's name, fame, pastimes, etc. cannot be understood by material senses. Only to one who is engaged in pure devotional service, under proper guidance, is he revealed. So he's unmanifested in this sense. In Brahma Samhita it is stated, Pramanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadeva Hridyeshu Vilokayanti. One can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda, always within himself and outside himself, if one has developed the transcendental loving attitude towards him. Thus, for people in general, he is not visible. Here it is said that although he is all-pervading, everywhere present, he is not conceivable by the material senses. This is indicated here by the word avyakta murtina. Avyakta murtina is translated as by the unmanifested form.
Okay.
Something like this.
What's the verse again?
9:4.
How does it start?
Maya tatam idam sarvam. Jagat Avyakta Murtina. Famous verse. Describing the philosophy of Achintya Veda Beda Tattva directly in Bhagavad Gita. Yeah, is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
So where were we? So, okay, this is actually broadening our scope of activities if we connect to Krishna. It's not narrowing. And in this way, we can understand how Krishna is connected to everything. There is this... Who would like to read? Maybe someone who has a book, actually. Okay. The, 31. Page 31. No, for example, at the middle. For example, at present we are using
a dictaphone. The materialist who invented this machine intended it for businessmen or writers of mundane subject matters. He certainly never thought of using the dictaphone in God's service. But we are using this dictaphone to write Krishna conscious literature. Of course, the manufacturer of the dictaphone is holy with the energy of Krishna. All the parts of the instrument, including the electronic functions, are made of different combinations and interactions of the five basic types of material energy. named Bhumi, Jala, Agni, Vayu, and Akash.
Yeah.
The inventor used his brain to make this complicated machine. And his brain, as well as the ingredients, were supplied by Krishna. According to the statement of Krishna, Matstani Sarvabhutani, everything is depending on my energy. Thus the devotee can understand that since nothing is independent of Krishna's energy, everything should be dovetailed in his service.
So without enthusiasm, we cannot accomplish anything spiritual or material. Enthusiasm is natural for the soul because the soul is active. So we will be enthusiastic about something. The question is if this will be Krishna consciousness or material endeavor. For Maya or for Krishna. So we should maintain our enthusiasm. It's a science. It is not just today I wake up and I'm very enthusiastic and tomorrow I'm not, so I don't come for the class, for example, like I didn't today. It's not like this. So we should try to maintain and increase our enthusiasm and should help others also. And in order to do this, we should follow strictly the regulative principles. Because if we don't follow the principles, what happens? Our enthusiasm about devotional service decreases. And what is the symptom? You see, people become very morose, devotees become depressed, their faces are dark, and they don't like talking to you, they don't even say Hare Krishna. Kadam Maharaj was giving this interesting example. When a sannyasi falls down, it is like, you know, you see these stars that are falling stars, shooting stars. Everybody is looking, then this star is coming and down, and just, it's a big explosion, and it's a big thing. Everybody understands. When a grihastha falls down, nobody else, nothing happens. It's just a silent fall down. You can, and Maharaj was saying, you can understand only by the morose faces. Something is wrong. But the result is the same. I mean, there is the same disastrous effect on this fall, from this fall down. So, if we want to keep our enthusiasm and to increase it, we should follow the principles. If we don't want to be depressed and morose, which I guess nobody wants to. This is described in Bhagavad Gita 18:28 as a symptom of different symptoms for a worker who is in ignorance. Moroseness, neglect, inertia, inactivity. So we should try to avoid this. Alright, the next item, nishchayat, confidence. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, definition of faith is given. It's famous definition. Shraddha. If I simply engage in bhakti, all other activities are automatically performed and they are included in bhakti. In other words, devotional service will bring everything that is desirable for the soul. It will bring about ultimate perfection. There is no need to perform any other activity than bhakti. So this conviction is called faith, shraddha. Shraddha means freedom of doubt. In Bhagavatam, there is a verse, Akutobhayam, freedom of fear and doubt, fear and doubt. So doubt is actually one of the functions of the intelligence. If someone has doubts, that means he is intelligent. Because to have doubt, it means the intelligence can discriminate between different things. The proper usage of doubt is we should be very doubtful about the material existence. We should, when the materialists preach to us, this world is nice and we can enjoy here, we should be very doubtful about this. So the proper usage of doubt is that we should reject the material propaganda, then we should take up Krishna consciousness. Once we have taken Krishna consciousness, doubt is also useful, because we can doubt to the extent that we go deeper and we understand more about Krishna consciousness. We don't take everything on blind faith. But then, at one point, we should clear up all these doubts, because they can become an obstacle. We should take the help of the advanced devotees to do this. Also in Bhagavad Gita, for the doubting soul, it is stated that he doesn't achieve happiness neither in this life nor in the next. It's a very unfortunate position, because the materialist, he can enjoy materially. Of course, we know this is illusory enjoyment, but at least he's wholeheartedly taking this opportunity and he enjoys in the material world. But for a doubting soul, he can neither enjoy material happiness, so-called, he cannot also take seriously Krishna consciousness. So he's in between. There is no happiness for him at all. Yes?
When you're saying doubt and disconnection, are you talking about the doubt that this process would work?
Yeah, this is called vichara. That means you study the scriptures from different angles and you try to understand how to apply it properly in your life. We are talking here about, we can say, about misgivings. You understand very well what Krishna says, but you don't want this to be true. And then this is dangerous, because it will lead one away from devotional service. And then Ashrada Dana Purusha Dharmasasya Parantapa Aprapyamam Nivartante Mrityu Samsara Vartmani. For the doubting soul, Krishna says he goes back to Mrityu Samsara, the path of birth and death, because he doesn't have faith. Ashrada Dana, no faith. There was this funny book of C.S. Lewis about the senior devil who is advising his junior disciple. He's on the planet Earth, and he's trying to seduce a Christian to bring him to hell, ultimately. Then he's advising him how he should do this. And then this senior Satan, he tells a funny story about the person who actually finally he went to hell. And when he got there, first thing he says, you know, I in my life on the earth, I neither did what I really wanted to do, and I didn't also do what I was supposed to do. So it's in between. This is a definition of a doubting soul. He doesn't enjoy, and he also doesn't apply himself in the process. And then it's unpleasant situation. So we should try to, by proper association and being sincere and making endeavor, destroy all these doubts by Krishna's mercy. Okay, next one is dhairya, patience. It comes from the word dhira, sober. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Krishna, this is the definition of what is patience. Krishna must be merciful to me today, or in 100 years, or in some future birth. I will take shelter of his lotus feet with determination and never leave. This type of patience is most desirable. So, note here, now in 100 years or maybe he won't be merciful. He won't show this mercy in this life. So I'm determined to wait for the next, whatever he decides. And the example here is given by Prabhupada. What is the example? Who read the purport? Yes. So, where is it? You want to read it?
A newly married girl naturally expects offerings for her husband, but she cannot expect to have them immediately after marriage. Of course, as soon as she is married, she can attempt to get a child, but she must surrender to her husband, confident that her child will develop and be born in due time. Similarly, in devotional service, surrender means that one has to become confident. The devotee thinks, Avashya Rakshivi Krishna. Krishna will surely protect me and give me help for the successful execution of devotional service. This is called confidence.
Thank you. Well, another example we can see in the life of Prabhupada. He tried to preach. He was preaching in India before he went to America, and there were obstacles. He founded this League of Devotees in Jhansi, and then what happened to this project? He got kicked out because the wife of the mayor of the city, the wife took away the building to make a lady club. No more League of Devotees. So Prabhupada had to start again. So he came to America, and then for 1 year he was practically alone. And then sometimes he would go to this company, the office of the company. He came with this Jalika ship, so he was going sometimes there. Why? To inquire where the next ship returns to India. This is in Prabhupada's lecture. You can read this. Prabhupada says there, I was going there and inquiring when your next ship returns. And then one day, because he was going often apparently, one day the guy there, he said, Swamiji, you always inquire but you never go. So Prabhupada said, yes, when I become too frustrated, I come and I inquire, but then I think, okay, let me try 2 months more. Nobody was there with me, Prabhupada said. Nobody was there with me. So just imagine, if Prabhupada didn't have this quality that we're speaking now, direct patience, and he would have taken one of these ships back to Vrindavan, because he didn't have to be in America. He was perfectly happy in Vrindavan. This is his home. Most of us will have to go back again to hell. For most of us. Yes?
So that actually means that he was, as the proverb says, preparing for the worst, but hoping for the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Prabhupada was, he was very practical. So this is a very, very important quality. And sometimes this is the quality that determines the success or the failure in the life of someone. His patience. Alright. 12 o'clock. Saying goodbye tomorrow. So Monday.
Om Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Shri Prabhupada ki Jai.